Hello, and welcome to the next great experiment on Dice Hate Me. It's the Dice on the Road minicast. As many of you out there know, Chris is headed to Origins this week. Without me, I might add, so he'd better not have too much fun. Anyway, while he's there, he's got a huge list of people to see, games to play, and things to do. I've seen the list, and if he fits it all in, I don't think he's going to sleep very much. Throughout the week, when he nabs an interview with someone special, he'll be uploading it to Dice Hate Me for all of you out there. I'll be trying to help spread the word via Twitter, but it's probably best if you all just check Dice Hate Me throughout the day from Wednesday to Sunday. Now get comfy, because here's Chris with a preview of some things on that huge list of his.
Thanks, Monkey.
Welcome.
I'm going to miss you.
Yeah, right.
All right, so I've got a ton of people to see and a ton of things to do. So I'm just going to go down my list here. And again, if you're going to be at Origins, look for me. I'll have Dice Hate Me plastered all over me at some place. It'll either be a button or a t-shirt. Again, if you want to and you find me, I'll give you one of those special buttons. You can spread the Dice Hate Me love around Origins. Also, if you're going to be there, or even if you're not and you're wanting to see something special covered on Dice Hate Me about Origins, email me or comment to this minicast posted on DiceHateMe.com. So first of all, I want to see and visit our friends from Moustache Games. They made the special rowboat game that we reviewed on a podcast earlier this year, and I've mentioned on Dice Hate Me as well. They have a new game out now called Hike, which is a nature-based game, which has been getting some good buzz. And I want to sit down and talk to Christina Ramos and her gaming partner and just talk to them a bit about what Hike is all about. So I'll hopefully get a chance to get her away from the booth and get an interview with them and check out the mechanics for Hike as well. By the way, the Moustache Games booth, for everyone who's going to be going to Origins, is booth 906. The Minion Games booth, moving on, will be at booth 129. And I hope to talk to designer David Witcher of Nitro Dice. And this is a racing game that uses dice to race around these tracks as acting like little cars, and what you roll on the dice depends on what you can do and how you can maneuver. It's supposed to be really neat and pretty fast-paced. So I'd like to get an interview with him and possibly an interview with owner James Math of Minion Games about Kingdom of Solomon. And Philip DeBerry has promised me, of course, as I've mentioned before, to play Revolution, his game for Steve Jackson Games, with me as well, and he's going to talk to me about Kingdom of Solomon, his new game, which is on Kickstarter right now, so look on Kickstarter for that. And the big one, the one I'll probably spend the most time with, no surprise to everyone, is Clever Mojo Games. They are the publisher of Alien Frontiers, and David McKenzie will be there, along, I believe, with his brother Fred McKenzie, and a couple of people who are going to be helping out demoing not only Alien Frontiers, but several of the prototypes of games that he has coming up. You've seen on Dice Hate Me, I'm sure, and heard on the podcast mention some of the games, which is Swinging Jive Cat Voodoo Lounge, which I'm going to get a peek at and be able to play the demo of. And I'm bringing my own prototype copy of Sunrise City along, so I'll be actually running a couple of demos for that for people who are interested. Princess of the Dragon Throne will be there, their deck-building game that is being developed between David and Fred. And David has also started to develop a new game called Sailing Towards Osiris, which I'm actually going to be doing some design consultation for. And we're going to be playtesting the prototype of that probably throughout the entire weekend. So I'll be at the Clever Mojo Games booth quite a bit. The same booth is going to be holding Stronghold Games. They're the ones who have published Survive, which we absolutely love. And they're also going to have the 5-6 player expansion there for release and to buy at Origins, as well as the new game Confusion, which I'm excited about. I'm going to pick that up while I can get it there because Monkey and I will probably have a good time with it since it's a 2-player game. Other than that, I've had some people on Twitter mention that they wanted me to check out some of the Spiel des Jahres nominees for this year, in particular Lancaster and Strasbourg. Honestly, don't know much about either one of them, but they sound amazingly European, so they're probably going to be pretty fun. And obviously, if they're SDJ nominees, they probably going to be top-notch. I also want to check out Die Bergen von Bergend, and that it doesn't have any plans to be released in English right now, but we hope that it does, because it's supposed to have some neat dice mechanics. So I want to try that out. I've actually found a thread on BoardGameGeek where several people are going to have a copy of that there. So if you're interested in knowing more about that game, check back. One thing that I'm really excited about testing out is Catalyst Games' Leviathans. And this is going to feed my miniatures hunger that I have every now and then where I would just want to get a miniatures game on the table. But for those of you who don't know what Leviathans is, it's basically armored airships, giant ship-like leviathans in the sky. They look like zeppelins with bristling with cannons and guns, and it's amazing steampunk. It's awesome. It's going to be amazing. They're going to be running demos all week, and I'm going to try to go in and talk to Catalyst and get some interviews about the game itself and the development of it. So if you guys like steampunk and you know, battleships flying around in the sky and everything, this will be something you want to check back. I'll also have some articles about it and some photos that I'll be posting throughout the time that I'm there. Other than that, maybe checking out Stronghold, and also Tom Gerganis has requested that I check out Olympus, which he's currently playing and really liking. I honestly can say I don't know anything about the game, other than obviously it has to do with, I guess, Mount Olympus. He really likes it. He says fun, quick playing, so I'm going to try to find a copy of that in the boardroom and get a test of that. Last but certainly not least, I'm going to have a prototype of a certain game that Monkey created last weekend.
That's me.
Yeah. And we've been tweaking and playtesting since then. Yes, in a week. So we have put together a game, prototyped it, and got it ready for playtesting. And we'll have it. I can't reveal the name, and I won't reveal the theme. And I really can't tell you anything else about it other than it does involve cards and dice combined together in a very interesting way. After Origins, we'll talk a little bit more about it. I want to get some feedback from everybody who's there. Show it to a few of the people in the biz that I know. Want to get some good opinions about that. But if you happen to be at Origins and you'd like to check it out, all you have to do is let me know. Send me an email. Contact me on Twitter. Again, on Twitter, I'm DiceHateMe. And we need feedback, and a little buzz wouldn't hurt. So stop by, and I'll show you the prototype, and you can get a game in. I'm going to have tons of games along with me as well. I'm bringing the prototype for Dark Horse, currently on Kickstarter. Actually, there's a few more hours if you're listening to this minicast on Monday. You can still get in on the Dark Horse action. I'll have the prototype of Sunrise City. I'm bringing Twa. I'm bringing Hansa Teutonica because I'm a sucker for really boringly themed European games, which have exciting mechanics. I'll have Alien Frontiers along with the 5-6 player factions expansion prototype. So you can come and check that out with me. And I'll be also trying to get in plays of War of Honor and Nightfall Martial Law from AEG. Both I have not had a chance to play yet, but I want to get some good testing in so that I can get a review up on Dice Hate Me. So anyway, that's a lot. And I can still do more. I'm going with my buddy Sean Patel from Raleigh, and we're going to game as much as we possibly can, sleep as little as we possibly can. And I'll be checking in back in with more minicasts, and lots more photos and lots more coverage.
Yeah, and I'll be sitting here at home. Making the money to making pay the bills.
Right, so that
other people go play games.
Right, so I can go play games.
Yeah.
But I'm bringing games back for you to play with me.
Yeah, awesome.